Blog Talk Radio.
Comment, ask a question, and we will be glad to get your comment on the air. Also, we have the email, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Once again, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Well, it is a great night. We're coming off a fantastic weekend. Got another awesome weekend just around the corner. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are 6 days away. That's right, Saturday night. That's right, Uncivil War 12, Uncivil War MMA coming back to the Howard Johnson Event Center in Springfield, Missouri. That's right, Uncivil War 12 Heroes. Proceeds from this show are going to the Wounded Warrior Project. So make sure, if you don't have your tickets, you can go on to Facebook, look up Uncivil War MMA, and that will get you your information on how to get your tickets to this event. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, being a part of Uncivil War MMA for about the last 2 years now, it has just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger every show. You've heard me say it before. The last show was standing room only. They were practically having to get people to leave, give them refunds, because there was too many people in the house. So, like I say, do not hesitate. Get your tickets right now to Uncivil War MMA. I got the tentative fight card here in front of me. We're looking at about 20 big fights. So we're gonna run down some of the fights that are so far being advertised on this card. As always, the card is subject to change because some people make it. Some people don't make their weight. For some reason or another, they have to back out of the show. But we got the tentative card right here in front of me, and we will go down that card and let you know what is going on. As always, we're going to get things started with the headlines. So let's go over here. Let's get ready to go down the headlines and talk about some of the big things that are going on. Once again, 347-326-9073. If there's something you want to talk about, just come on in. It's going to be a great time tonight right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Postseason basketball, that's right, the playoffs have started, so we're going to go over that. But right now, let's just go over some of the big news that's coming out today. New York Knicks, J.R. Smith, was awarded the NBA Sixth Man Award. Big congratulations to J.R. Smith. That is a very prestigious award. New York Knicks, J.R. Smith winner. the sixth man of war. Daryl Revis. That's right. Daryl Revis has been traded. That's right. Daryl, New York Jets pulled the trigger, made the deal that sent Daryl Revis to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, he's looking for a new start down there. No details of the trade. Revis was entering the final year of a contract that would have paid him $6 million in 2013, and that's actually $10 million less from what I'm looking at. $10 million less than what he's getting with that Tampa Bay. looks like he got a good deal out of Tampa Bay, and practically he was pretty much tired of New York. He felt underutilized, felt like he wasn't being used to his full potential. So hopefully Tampa Bay will get Revis down there, and they will put him to work and let him show what he does. Let him show what he does best. Also out of the NFL, Scott Fajita, Super Bowl winning linebacker, Scott Fajita, has officially retired from the New Orleans Saints. And he actually made the announcement from the mountaintops of Peru. He was in Peru on vacation, and that's where he made the announcement. So, all the best wishes to Scott Fajita in the future, and I hope he has a good life outside of the NFL. In college football, and this is one of those questions where you got to say, duh, really? Auburn reviews, finds itself not guilty of fraud. Okay. First off, can you say duh? Do you think school, especially a school with the history of Auburn, you really think that they're going to come out and say, oh, well, yeah, okay, yeah, we might have done this, knowing that it might have been stripped of their national championship? Former Auburn coach Gene Chizik lashed out at the media reports, accusing the football program of flouting the NCAA rules, calling it the most scrutinized football team in college football. Well, what do you expect? For a fact that they've got, I'm not going to mention names, but they've got a quarterback on his team that his son, they got a quarterback on that team who was recruited to play high school football at one of the top Christian schools in the state of Arkansas. Now, I've talked personally to his mom and dad. It's mostly his dad. His dad denies it. But come on, let's be real. Homes were bought. Jobs were provided. So this young man would play football for one of the top Christian schools in the state of Arkansas. And then he ends up going to Auburn, who was known, let's put it this way, there was a football player for Auburn. Once again, I won't name names, but his father is quoted as saying, my boy is going to this prestigious Mississippi School. But if you pay to give us a little bit more money, he may come to Auburn. So Gene Chizik, he wants to call Auburn, one of the most scrutinized programs in college football. Well, it just seems funny. It just seems funny that this football player is set to this Mississippi college. His father says, well, you know, my son's going to the highest bidder, and he ends up going to Auburn. Now, what does that tell you? Talking somewhere in the range of maybe 15 to 20 million. You know, so Gene Chizik, I don't know where he's getting at. So naturally, the school does their little internal investigation, and they say, no, we didn't do nothing. Well, of course they're not going to say that because they don't want to have to give up that national championship. They don't want to go give back they don't have to give back any money. So naturally, oh, by the way, the quarterback that was supposed to go to the Mississippi school, ended up going to Auburn, is now a quarterback in the NFL. So, but anyway, we know what happened. You can say what you want. Why do you think Gus Malzahn got out of town? I'm surprised Gus Malzahn went back to Auburn as the head coach. Unless there was something going on at Arkansas State that's about to hit the fan. I mean, unless you're, you know, Gus Malzahn's one of the top college football coaches in the country. One of the top football minds. One of the most innovative football minds. But do you really want to go back to a school that's about to get imposed with sanctions? Maybe he's into the rebuilding process thing. Who knows? But it's coming. Auburn can say what they want to, but I guarantee you something's going to happen, and that crap's about to hit the fan down at Auburn. So anyway, once again, Auburn finds itself innocent of any wrongdoing. Back to the NFL. Baltimore Ravens linebacker Rolando McClain arrested in his Alabama hometown of Decatur. Disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. I mean, come on. This is his third arrest since 2011. All I got to say is, you've heard me say it once, you've heard me say it again. When are you players going to think that just because you got a big name, you're all this, you're all that, you're not going to get by with stuff? When are you going to accept the responsibility, grow up, be role models, and accept the fact that you cannot get by with stuff just because you're a big NFL name now? It don't happen. I start with high school. Then you go into college. Then you go into pro ball. You are held on a higher level. You should be a role model. Show the kids right from wrong. You know? Do you think a school is going to let you come in and talk to their kids when you've been involved in a shooting? lying about your identity. Oh, yeah. McClain previously charged in 2011 for a shooting, and police arrested him in January for having his car windows painted too dark and trying to lie about his identity. Man, that's all that Dog the Bounty Hunter stuff right there. So, anyway, come on, guys. You've got to step up and be role models. It drives me nuts. Cleveland Cavaliers. Mike Brown is the top candidate for the Cleveland Cavaliers coaching job. I won't be surprised in the next 2 to 3 years if he still has a desire to do it. You're going to see Phil Jackson pop up somewhere. Phil Jackson, even though I don't like L.A., I loved him at Chicago. Really, and it really has nothing to do with Phil Jackson. I just don't like L.A. You know, when he was out at L.A., I mean, great stuff out there. How many rings did they win? Still not enough, more than certain. But, you know, Phil Jackson, probably one of the best coaches outside of Red Auerbach to ever coach the game. Back to college football. University of Central Florida wins NCAA bowl ban. Central Florida was able to get their one-year postseason ban cleared because they're going to inaugural season in the American Athletic Conference. So, apparently, UCF did enough talking, you know, that they were able to get their bowl ban appealed. Draft is just a few weeks away, ladies and gentlemen. And everybody's making their move, just trying to get things worked out. The Charlotte, North Carolina City Council has voted unanimously to help the Carolina Panthers make improvements to the team stadium. It's still actually a pretty nice stadium. I've never been to a pro football game in person, but you go to Carolina and they got those big black marble Black Panther statues. Oh, man. Cause stuff like that kind of puts chills in your bones. One of the most recognizable faces in sports was best dude for DWI. Al Michaels. NBC sports announcer Al Michaels was arrested over the weekend in SoCal for suspicious drunken driving. Once again, like I talked about it earlier, not only does it go for the players, it goes for announcers and all that stuff. You guys are in the public face. So what makes you think that you can go drink and drive and get away with it? Obviously, it don't happen. You may do it once, you may do it twice, but eventually you're going to get caught. Let's go to the Major League scoreboard. Here we go. These are all finals. In baseball action, Boston 9, Oakland 6. Baltimore 2, Toronto 1. St. Louis 3, Washington 2. Philadelphia 3, Pittsburgh 2. In the 10th inning, Shy Cubs and the Reds tied up 2 apiece. And a final, Tampa Bay 5, Yankees 1. Top of the 8th, White Sox 2, Tribe 1. Miami, Minnesota postponed. Seattle 7, Houston 0. That's the bottom of the sixth. Atlanta, Colorado postponed. In the middle, going to the bottom of the first inning, Texas 1, Angels 0. It just getting started. Milwaukee 2, San Diego 0. And Frisco and Zona, they are scoreless out there where they're doing what they're doing. Well, don't forget, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If there's something you want to talk about, we will be more than happy. Football, football, basketball, baseball, hip to hip, hopscotch, you name it, we'll talk about it. 347-326-9073. Don't forget, we're going to be running down the scores, or running down the card for Uncivil War 12. That's going to be coming up here in just a wee bit. Let's finish going down the score. Well, we got two games in the playoffs tonight. Chicago 80, Brooklyn 73. And Memphis and the Clips, Nets lead the series 1-0. And then getting started a little bit later, out in L.A., we got Memphis and the Clips. Clippers are up 1-0. Man, the sun was out. It's beautiful. Did anybody by chance happen to check any of the Arkansas red-white game? Brandon Allen came out of that game listed first-team quarterback. Those are girls, I think you're going to be, we're going to have some fun in Arkansas this season. They are great. They got something going on that's completely different from anything, any type of football had in the press. Brent Bielema, great coach, good personality, hot wife, no motorcycles that I know of. He's going to really have some fun at Arkansas. They're going to have to close in that north end zone just so we can get people in the house. So I plan on being, I may have to turn down some stuff, but I plan on being at some Razorback ball games this year because it's going to be fun. It's going to get crazy. And I think we're going to see some fun stuff. Because Brett Bielema has already said it. Hey, we're here to win a national championship. And I heard somewhere that he made the comment that he's not leaving Arkansas until we do get a national championship. So, what's that tell you? Looking over into college basketball. Wichita State fan, or Kansas State fans, Angel Rodriguez has announced that he's transferring from Kansas State. No decision on where he's going, but obviously he's packing his bags and getting out of Kansas State. Oh, let's see here. Over at Rutgers, Eddie Jordan is going to be announced as the head coach of the Scarlet Knights come Tuesday. Hopefully he'll be able to turn that scandal-ridden program around. Chris Casey is going to New York to be head coach of Niagara University. That's going to be announced tomorrow. Kind of looking down the other board, seeing if there's anything. Loyola of Chicago is joining the Missouri Valley Conference. So apparently they're going to take their game up to the next level. Hopefully they get some stuff done. Be anxious to see how it goes. Got some commitments coming up on the line for Arkansas. Point guard Anton Beard out of Little Rock Parkview has committed to the Arkansas Razorbacks. So that could be a pretty move. Speaking of Arkansas, tomorrow night's Arkansas baseball game against Oklahoma has been canceled due to inclement weather. And since it's a non-conference game, it will not be made up. What's your top five favorite sports movies of all time? Top five favorite sports movies. Yeah, everybody's pretty much shocked, like, oh, no, you don't think. Andrew Williams, Landing Christian Academy out of Henry County, Georgia, has been offered a scholarship with the Hawks. So that could definitely fill some holes. I thought I had some more commitments. We'll have them tomorrow night. I'll scout them out, and we'll talk about them tomorrow night on the show. Don't forget, phone line are open, 347-326-9073. NASCAR, let's go over there to the boys going around in circles. Man, you got to feel sorry. I don't care if you're a Jarrett Earnhardt Jr. fan. Well, if you're an Earnhardt, if you hate Jarrett Earnhardt Jr., you're going to say, nanny, nanny, nana. But, I mean, Earnhardt, Dad, if anybody saw the race yesterday, there was less than 100 laps to go. I think it was like 50-something, I don't remember. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was leading the race. Earnhardt Jr. was running third or fourth. So they needed to pit one more time to pit. As soon as they come off pit road, they throw a caution flag, therefore putting Earnhardt Jr. and Stenhouse a lap down. I mean, you go into the lap, you go in leading, running one and three, you come out in like 18th or 19th. I mean, that's got to suck. I think NASCAR needs to look at that a little better way or something like that. Johnny Sauter's fuel cell off of his truck from the NASCAR truck race has been confiscated. Kyle Busch, he's put out of the race early. Winner of the race was Matt Kenseth. So congratulations to him. As soon as my computer unfreezes, we'll be glad to look at the board for you. I don't know what's going on. My computer just froze up big time. Are we still on the air? I hope so. There we go. Here we go. STP 400 results look like this. Kenseth was your winner. Casey Kane, Jimmy Johnson, Martin Truex, Clint Bowyer, Brad Keselowski, Jamie McMurray, Eric Amarillo, Mark Martin, Paul Menard were your top 10. Looking at the NASCAR standings in the race for the Cup, Jimmy Johnson, Casey Kane, Keselowski, Biffle, Earnhardt Jr., Edwards, Busch, Kenseth, Bowyer, and Paul Menard. That's your top 10 in the sprint chase for the Cup. Taking a look at the guy wearing the funny pants, Suzanne Peterson wins in Hawaii. Graeme McDowell won the RBC Heritage in a playoff. Pinehurst getting ready for U.S. Open. RBC Heritage was held over the weekend. Graeme McDowell walked out with $1,044,000. Not a bad paycheck. Webb Simpson walks out with $626,000. Luke McDonald, Kevin Stillman, $336,000. Jerry Kelly, $232,000. Russell Henley, 194. Charlie Hoffman, Chris Traub, all three of them walk out with 194,000. And Billy Horschel and Trevor Immelman, they tie for ninth. They walked home with 125,000 apiece. That's some crazy money. I could win if I had the skills to get it done. I could win one golf tournament a year, and I wouldn't have to play the rest of the season with that kind of money. I'm a simple man, a simple means. You know, as long as my little Dodge is running, I'm a happy man. Give me enough money to buy me a little house, pay it off, you know, no payments. I'm set for life. Even let me be a caddy. Back in USC, not a lot going on. Brian Caraway has replaced a injured Eric Perez against Johnny Balfour at USC 159. Dana White says he's going to Boston. Don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to Boston. Go to New York. Maybe you can help out that athletic commission. That's the crookedest athletic commission. Whew. 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open. Got a little under 30 minutes left. We've got about 27 minutes left in the show. Phone lines are open, so who's going to call in tonight? Doing a little posting on Facebook. Be right back with you. 347-326. Oops. 9073. Don't forget, we still got that big event coming up May 18th. Coming to Mexico, Missouri. It's an all-female MMA show. May 18th. High Foot Combat Sports is the place to be. Don't forget, coming up this week in Springfield, Missouri. Oh, yeah. Howard Johnson Event Center, proud to present Uncivil War of 12 Heroes. Proceeds from this show are going to the Wounded Warrior Project. Being a Navy veteran myself, I'm excited to be a part of this show. I know there's going to be a good feeling of patriotism in that house that night, especially with everything that's gone on with Baltimore. And I know it's not linked to terrorism of any type, but the situation down in Texas, our thoughts and prayers are going out to Boston and to Texas, West Texas. That was actually the name of the town, West Texas. Texas. It wasn't a part of the state. So thoughts and prayers are going out to both those cities. I didn't realize what it was I was missing. I didn't have my drink with me tonight. That's why I'm over there sweating profusely. Woo! I'm glad the cleaning lady's coming tomorrow because the Coke machine, because the refrigerator and the break room is getting a little bit gnarly. All right. Luckily, the break room is right outside the studio. Oh, heck yeah. That's the ticket. All right. 347-326-9073. All right, let's go over here. Let's take a look at the card. We're going to highlight the, there's going to be some title matches and stuff going on this show. There's some, a lot of good fighters making their debut on this show. So here is the fight card as I have it right now. And it's in no particular order, but we're just going to run down the fight card and take a look at some of these. In welterweight action, Aaron Stamper going to take on Quinton Wilson. Yair Viejo, or Jair, I believe it's Jair, taking on Magic Carter. In 155-pound action, Kyle Beamer taking on Jay Simmons. Sean Swisher in 145-pound action, Sean Schwisser taking on Kyle Green. And 115-pound, I believe that is strawweight action, or it's either straw or flyweight. I don't have my chart here in front of me. James Von Hewenstein taking on Nick Osborne. 135-pound action, Josh Oxenrider taking on Antonio Minas. 155-pound action, Cassius Keene taking on Nate Flores. Then we move up to the 170-pound action, Dylan Edwards taking on Michael Cassidy. 185-pound action, Brad Montgomery taking on Cliff Williams. 135-pound action, Yerick White taking on Patrick Osborne. 170-pound action, Andrew Corey taking on Arthur Brown. 170-pound action, Shane Woolsey taking on Michael Deckard. 155-pound action, Jason Hansen taking on David the Terror Woodall. For the UCW strawweight interim title, you're going to see Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn taking on Josh Brackenridge. And then you're going to see Miles McDonald taking on Aaron Loudermill. Let's see here. I know there was a couple of changes that passed my desk earlier today, so I'm trying to look them up for you real quick. Was today not a beautiful day? Not too hot, not too cold. Just one of them days where you just actually enjoyed being outside. Let's see here. Where'd it go? No, it's here somewhere. Phone lines are open. So feel free to call on in if there's something you want to talk about. Did you hear about the two fish that tried to eat each other? Or one fish tried to eat a smaller fish. They were both keepers. I couldn't believe that. Almost kind of like the story about the three big old bucks got into a fight. And then they ended up drowning because their antlers all got locked up together. And they ended up falling into a creek or a pond or something, and they ended up drowning. And this was actually at Field and Stream. I saw this story. And, I mean, there were three good-sized bucks. They would have probably made some good eating. I know my brother, he's a big deer hunter. And boy, I showed him a picture of the deer involved in that situation. I mean, you could just hear the big sigh out of his chest, like, oh, man. All right, come on. I'm still looking up the, let's look at it this way. Yeah, here we go. Finally got smart instead of chasing all over. All right, here we go. Yeah. We'll just look over these. Yeah, Aaron Stepper, as I mentioned, taking on Quentin Wilson. And for the in the number one contender fight, David Woodall against Jason Hansen, with and the winner of that fight will get a shot at the lightweight championship. Dylan Edwards, Michael Cassidy taking on each other in the welterweight division. I was looking for the other. Yeah, Miles McDonald taking on Aaron Loudermill. That's for the UCW flyweight title. Aaron Loudermill, the former champ, looking to regain his title from Miles McDonald. So that's going to be a good fight. We also going to have some ladies fight. Tentatively set, I believe that's for the bantamweight title. So they're still working on that one. So anyway, that's your rundown. That's your card. That's your card for UCW 11, or UCW 12, I'm sorry. Once again, I mean, weekend. Hold on a minute. Once again, UCW 11 this coming weekend. Springfield, Missouri at the Howard Johnson Event Center. It's still not too late to get your tickets if you plan on attending that event. Look up Uncivil War MMA on Facebook and you can get your tickets. Don't wait to get them that night, because if you wait around to get them that night, you're probably going to be out of luck. Because our last count, the tickets were going fast. And like I say, compared to the last show, you know, it's going to be another packed house. So even if you do have tickets, you better get there early if you want to get in the house. Because it's going to get wild. It's going to get crazy. And I'm excited to be there. So, got about 15 minutes left on the show, 347-326-9073, 347-326-9073. Can you feel it? Are you just feeling it? June 29th, I wanted to go ahead and mention that show. June 29th, making the return to Fort Smith, Arkansas, Extreme Fighting, Inc. We'll be putting on a big event there. That's their hometown. I'm looking forward to going back to Extreme Fighting, Inc. I'm trying to find the information on that show. Here it is, right here. Let's see here.
I thought they had the information up on that show. Well, where did it go? Anyway, we're going to be getting more information about it as this show gets closer. Extreme Fighting 8. This event's going to be held at the Fort Smith Convention Center. So as soon as we get more information, we're going to pass it on to you so you can start telling your buddies and your friends about this event. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. And just can't wait to see everybody there. 347-326-9073 right here on the Greg Squirrel Show hotline. Don't forget the email is open, gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Just a bunch of great stuff. We're going to do our best. We're trying to get things worked out to where we can be in Springfield at the weigh-ins Friday night on the 26th. That's going to be at Legend Sports Bar at the Howard Johnson Event Center and Hotel. We're going to do our best to do our show from there. One way or the other, we will be having a show that night. I'm just hoping we get things worked out to where we're doing the show from the weigh-ins, get some of the fighters on, and then go from there. I'm going to try to have Eric Stevens on the show tomorrow night. Let him talk about the event, talk about these big title fights, this number one contender match. And once again, it's just going to be all great and good stuff. Coming up this weekend at the Howard Johnson Event Center in Springfield, Missouri. Don't forget Striking, Muay Thai Kickboxing. They're going to be back in action. They're going to be back in action June 1st, Muskogee, Oklahoma. You can get more information about that event at strikingfight.com. That's their website. And that's going to be a good show too. If you've never had a chance to watch it, I mean, the kids' fight was really enjoyable. I mean, they had a two kids fight. One of the kids fight was for the Oklahoma State Youth Muay Thai Championship. So, you know, that was a good fight. Then we had some girls in action. We crowned three different champions that night. So, a lot of good stuff going on with Striking. And, of course, they got their next big event coming June 1st. Strikingfights.com is the website you can go to. Matter of fact, I'm looking at the website right now, and they have not updated it. June 1st is the information we got right now. June 1st at the Muskogee Civic Center in Muskogee, Oklahoma. 347-326-9073. Got about 10 minutes left on the show. If there's any questions you got, something you want to call in and talk about, we'll be glad to do that. Want to say a hello to my buddies over at Pro-Am Belts. If you're a boxing, MMA, professional wrestling promotion, wanting to have some new championship belts made, I highly recommend the folks over at Pro-Am Belts. They have a great line of stock belts available, and they can also do the custom order stuff just for you. All right, we got about 10 minutes left on the show, so we're going to get ready to take it on to the house. Hope everybody has a great day. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow night. Once again, going to try to have Eric Stevens on the show. So until then, we're bugging on out of here. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Talk Radio.